This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. We're 1 week away from Election Day, and San Francisco has a contentious race for sheriff. Ross Mirkarimi is the incumbent, and he's led with a progressive vision. Harvard University recently honored the department for an innovative high school program run out of the county jail. But there's also been significant controversy. In 2012, Mayor Ed Lee suspended Mirkarimi for official misconduct after the sheriff had an altercation with his wife. The next year, Lynn Spalding died in a stairwell at San Francisco General Hospital under the department's watch. And this summer, Kate Steinle was allegedly killed by an undocumented immigrant released by the sheriff's department. Sheriff Mirkarimi is being challenged for office by two longtime department veterans. Vicki Hennessy was appointed interim sheriff while Mirkarimi was under investigation, and private security company owner John Robinson was at the sheriff's department from 1974 to 1994. All three were on the KALW program City Visions last week. KALW's Colin Peden put together this report from their discussion.
The most high-profile incident to touch the San Francisco Sheriff's Department happened on July 1st at Pier 14, when a United States citizen was killed by an undocumented immigrant. The backstory is that the alleged assailant, Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, had been transferred from federal custody to San Francisco, where he was to face 20-year-old charges for possession of marijuana. After those charges were dismissed, he was held for nearly 3 weeks before the city discharged him without notifying federal authorities. Lopez Sanchez later shot and killed Kate Steinle. The incident put San Francisco's status as a sanctuary city into the national spotlight. So, of course, it was one of the top issues discussed by the three candidates. We'll hear first from Ross Mirkarimi, then Vicki Hennessy and John Robinson.
San Francisco suffers, I think, from a real schizophrenia between its local aims and desires of protecting undocumented immigrants and how that is incongruent with both state and federal law. And what is it? The heart of this debate is not the 1989 or the 1993 law for Sanctuary City, which was born out of a response to the massive exodus of people from Central America because of the wars that were occurring in Central America. And San Francisco is trying to be a humane and compassionate city and how to receive them and what their interaction with government should be and vice versa. This was in response because of the reckless policies of ICE called Secure Communities. We need to come together, as I wrote Mayor Lee in July 15th, a three-page letter. And I said, Mayor Lee, I want you to come with me to the front of the Board of Supervisors, and let's have a transparent, open discussion about what law you want me to practice. But until then, I'm not buying it, where you're saying you're for Sanctuary City, but you're telling me with a wink and a nod to practice something else. And as sheriff, that's exactly what I should be standing up for and demanding clarity of our laws, just so that we have our expectations synced up.
I think the sheriff had an opportunity to make something right here. And I think, and I do believe that this could have happened. Nobody could have foreseen this happening when Mr. Lopez Sanchez was released. Nobody could have ever thought that this would ever happen. So forget about demonizing people. I don't think that's what should happen, and I don't think that's what is happening, at least in San Francisco. I will say, though, that when somebody gets out of federal prison, when somebody gets out of state prison, it's routine for that prison to check their records. And if they see that there's a warrant somewhere, they call the jurisdiction and they ask them, do you want to pick this person up? Now, this is a bureaucratic thing. The deputy probably looked at it, said, oh, yeah, we have a warrant. We'll send somebody to pick him up. So San Francisco did send somebody to pick him up. He didn't just appear on our doorstep. The fact is that we probably didn't even know until he got here that he had an ICE hold. Mm-hmm. And once we found out he had an ICE hold, there was an opportunity when looking at his record with five deportations, and this would have been the sixth, and seven convictions for felonies, that there was an opportunity for notification of ICE. So I think there were missed opportunities, and I think the fact that the sheriff put a no contact clause in his directive to the deputy sheriffs in March of 2015 is something that needed to be looked at, because that came from the first Sanctuary City policy and it was meant for non-law enforcement people.
It's one of a number of criminal justice agencies. It has a responsibility in the criminal justice system to clear up documentation as much as anything else. I was the first booking sergeant at City Prison when we took it over from the San Francisco Police Department. I certainly agree with Vicky. I dealt with INS 5-day holds. At the conclusion of a 5-day hold, you were automatically released that guy, whether anybody came up to pick him up. The idea that he remained in jail for 17 days so they could check his aliases, I just don't understand why you would keep somebody beyond the length of time for that purpose when aliases are part of his record. The other aspect of it is that simply the sanctuary policy gives you an opportunity to do things with people in the aspect of managing them, whether they have a misdemeanor or a felony. You make the choice. It was in the sheriff's ballpark to make the choice.
Those were the voices of San Francisco sheriff candidates John Robinson, Vicky Hennessy, and Ross Mercurimi. Another significant topic to come up during this campaign has been Sheriff Mercurimi's relationship with Mayor Ed Lee. It's been strained, to the point of them not speaking with one another since the sheriff's 2012 suspension from office while undergoing an ethics investigation. His appointed replacement at that time, Vicky Hennessy, addressed the need for clear communication between all departments of city government.
I think it's important to get along with most people, and I think that effective government happens when people communicate and people in positions of authority can communicate with each other. I don't think it's just Mayor Lee. I think it's communication and not being as adversarial, but working with people for solutions together, for the solutions that face us all. And I think it's very important to understand that communication isn't just a one-way street. Communication has a lot to do with listening. Communication has to do with reaching out. Communication has to do with maybe even agreeing to disagree at times. And I think there's some room for disagreement, even between myself and Mayor Lee. But I do think that it's important to be able to bring people together to collaborate, because we're not in this alone as a sheriff's department. We need to work with the public defender, the district attorney. And in fact, we need to be seen as part of the solution and working with people on crime strategy in the city and making sure that we're being fair to people, we're protecting people's rights, but we're also producing public safety with people in the community.
The sheriff is a person that needs to at least communicate with the sheriff, because they're the ones that allocate the resources. We've seen what politicians not talking to each other has done in Washington. Do we really want that same kind of environment here in San Francisco, where we don't have one of our chief public safety officers not talking to the chief administrator of the city? This kind of situation has to be resolved if we're going to move forward with anything similar to the national initiative on how to de-incarcerate jails. We need everybody's help, because there is racial disparity. Families are being challenged. People are suffering. Unexplained deaths, these kinds of things need the attention of not only the sheriff, but the mayor in order to resolve them.
We should be doing the business of the people of San Francisco. And no matter what animus or disagreements we may have, you still got to move forward. Because I've written a number of letters to the mayor and have asked to meet with him. That's on him if he doesn't want to meet with me. But what that didn't deter is our ability to maintain and enhance our leadership in the criminal justice system in California and in the United States, with significant initiatives that we asked the mayor to be part of, but he did not. He didn't even want to sign the Harvard cover letter when we were nominated by Harvard for the Innovation American Government Award, the only law enforcement agency in the country. And as a former member of the Board of Supervisors, who's on the Budget Committee for many years, I think we've demonstrated quite effectively how we can move the department forward in getting money and resources that don't depend on the general fund.
Those were the voices of Sheriff Ross Mercurimi and the candidates running against him, John Robinson and Vicky Hennessy. Other topics they discussed at their debate included race and community policing, the controversial so-called gladiatorial battles that took place in county jail, and even aquaponics. For Cross Currents, I'm Colin Peden.